This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Love to hear what you have to say. This is your opportunity to say whatever you like. The show is basically based on exposing corruption, especially in the state of Nevada. And this is done by a 39-year police veteran that basically worked the streets all the way up to the end. And the end was forced upon me because of a medical condition. So anyway, again, the number is 800-313-9443. Lately, it seems like the numbers of police shootings has gone down, or else the opposition, the extreme left, is not mentioning it. But there's usually a percentage of police officers that are killed in the line of duty, and that number is 67. I understand that we're way over 100 with this particular for this particular year or last year, but that again is not. It seems like we were over 100 a couple of years ago, and it's sad to say that, you know, that occurs. You know, most contact by the individuals that live in the United States are done by a traffic stop with a police officer. Well, any way you cut it, the traffic stop is going to be negative, whether you get a ticket or not. But I want you to know the code of ethics and the oath, the sacred oath that just about every police officer takes in the entire United States. I want you to kind of understand and believe and hear what these officers are doing. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be successfully mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise, for crime and with the relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. And I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Well, folks, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. What police officers from one end of the United States to the other have to take some form of code of ethics or an oath that reflects what their mission is. Now, understand, I realize that there are some officers that don't follow that very closely, but the majority, let me just emphasize, the majority of police officers follow that oath very carefully and never violate it, just like I didn't. I didn't violate that oath for 39 years, and I still follow it. It's a pretty heavy sacred oath. Well, I see that we have Dee in Nevada and also Ava in Washington or Wisconsin calling in. So I'm going to take Ava and see if she's still there. Ava, are you still there? What's on your mind?
Yes, I am. Hi, Gordon.
How are you?
I hope you're feeling better because I listened last week and I heard that you didn't feel too good.
Oh, I appreciate that, Ava. It's just I don't know which is worse, the diabetic neuropathy or the what do you get when you take or from chicken pox? You usually get it when you're in your 60s.
Is that the shingles? Is that what you're talking about?
Hello. Okay, can I go back to Ava? Okay. I can hear your voice intermittently while the show's going on, too. Okay.
Hello,
Ava. I'm sorry, we had a little technical difficulty. Yeah, the diabetic neuropathy and the shingles together just makes for a wonderful time.
Oh, I hope you feel better.
Hey, I wish there was a home remedy to take care of the shingles, but I'm having pretty good luck. I'm having pretty good luck with aloe vera gel.
Oh, hey, that's great stuff. So I got some other home remedies I can let you know of. But, hey, Gordon, is there any way, I'm a whistleblower like you are, and is there any way that I could maybe leave my address or phone number or get yours privately or just to talk to you?
Of course. Let me give you my email address and my cell phone number. You got a pen?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay, my email address is coper71@hotmail.com. That's coper71@hotmail.com. And I publish my cell phone number, 702-460-0160.
0160?
Correct.
Okay.
I encourage it. I usually don't answer any numbers I don't recognize, but then I call them back right after they leave a message.
Oh, thank you. I would really love to talk to you. It's been 15 years of hell, and when I listen to you and talk to you, oh my gosh, you know exactly. I can relate. Everything you talk about, what you've gone through with these people, I've been going through the same thing, and you're the first one that I've heard or talked to. Oh my gosh, you don't know how good that feels.
Well, I don't know if you were betrayed in a federal lawsuit, but I was.
Not in a federal lawsuit, but lots of betrayals and briberies and some by friends that I thought were friends. And all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's so true, Ava, is the ones that really hurt are the close friends that you thought were real friends, and you find out that they're not.
It hurts more than you know. Oh, no, you know exactly what it feels like. It hurts.
Yes, it does. And it's deep, and you never forget. You may forgive, which is really what I recommend, is that you forgive, but you never forget, ever.
Yeah, I've forgiven them, and I don't hate them, but yet I just have to move forward and not look back.
Boy, that's true. You know, I think betrayal is probably the worst and hurts the most.
Yeah, and it's not like I can trust them quite again or hang out with them in that way. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but it's just maybe healing has to come and they have to prove themselves. I don't know.
Right. You'll never trust them 100% anymore, but if you have to deal with them, just keep that betrayal way in the back of your mind that whatever they say isn't exactly sometimes the truth.
I know. I know exactly. Hey, can I ask real quick, you do or say, because you said you were in the department working with that, you're gutsy. When you came against them right at your job, what did you say or do that opened Pandora's box?
My supervisor basically started the ball rolling. I came back from vacation a month, resting up from running for sheriff. And when I came back, my desk was completely in disarray, and my supervisor was waiting for me in his office. So basically, as I walked in and sat down, I had my life threatened. I've been reassigned. I was advised that Internal Affairs would be contacting me. And the reason they would be contacting me, because I had a messy desk, which they did. And then I had my life threatened again. Well, I guess it was just a little too much for me. After I left my supervisor's office and tried to sit down, because my chair was even had files in it, I basically had a minor heart attack. I was already overweight, and I had hypertension and high blood pressure and sleep apnea, and you name it, I had it. And it was just that little bump that kicked me over to the heart. And so from that point on, I was on. I advised my supervisor to be on medical leave. So, and then they didn't approve my medical leave, so basically 1,500 hours of accrued medical leave just got burned up for nothing. Well, I couldn't go to work. And so it was pretty much a stark revelation. They would go that far to actually threaten my life and for me to just to be able to withstand that and continue working was just impossible. So that's the way I went out. And I hadn't been back. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Were you scared at all, or did something kick in like it did with me? Like, at the very first attempt on our lives, me and the kids, I was scared. But then as I watched them during the night with my binoculars and my loaded gun, and the thing was, well, God Almighty was watching over our house and everything, but also, I had mentioned, without knowing that he was the devil from hell himself, our sheriff, I had mentioned that we were armed and we loved doing target shooting, and we had, humorous a little bit, we had a sign in our window that said, trespassers will be shot, survivors will be shot again, and he was standing on the deck when he read that, and he found no humor in it. There was a look on his face. So, I mean, between all those three things, they didn't, him and the thugs during the night, they didn't get out of their cars. I mean, if they would have, I would have shot them dead. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I was so angry. But did something in you, were you scared at first, but did something kick in to where you just become so peed off and angry,
and paranoid.
I suppose. Well, you're right in the department. You didn't know who was really all in on it, or
that's
who was
right.
going to get you in the back.
I found out later during legal depositions, two co-workers lied under oath. So I know exactly what happens. Ava, I got to cut it short. Dee's waiting for me.
Okay.
I will be talking to you later. Don't forget to email me or call me if you want to talk.
I will be. Thank you, dear man.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. Yep, bye.
God bless you. Dee, are you there?
I am here.
Hello,
Sheriff
Dee?
Candidate. Yes. Gordon, I understand you're a sheriff candidate for the Las Vegas.
Yes, I'll be running for sheriff in 2018 for Clark County Sheriff, Nevada.
Well, you have my vote. I would like to see you.
I appreciate it.
I would like to see you begin taking a. And again, I greatly appreciate that you're providing a forum for those of us who can't get justice in the criminal justice system, either by law enforcement or the court system. You're providing a forum for us. I would like to see you begin. I don't think anyone doubts. You have a national listenership, and I don't think anyone in the other states that have heard your show doubt that that's the oath that officers take, but it may not be the oath that they conduct business under.
Yeah, and, the oath that they follow.
And I would like to see you start relaying to your listenership the corruption that you have seen firsthand, as well as others that have seen it firsthand. And I think that would be very effective, because I know that sheriffs are not completely transparent. They sometimes do commit acts that are contemptible, and sometimes they commit acts that are actually felonies, such as perjury. In the state of Nevada, perjury is a felony. So,
absolutely.
You know that firsthand. I know it firsthand. My whole issue, as I've talked to you in the past, is that when the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department fails, either by writing a false police report or not putting information in the report that is pertinent to the crime scene, that then when a person goes into a court of law, that's what the judge weighs heavily upon, is that police report.
That's
and
correct.
if it's not accurate, then where does a survivor of crime go? Where does a survivor who has had their life endangered go? So
that's a good question, Dee. Let's expand on that. Where does someone go when they know that there's false information on a police report? Okay, and it's a step-by-step process. One is, you have to start out with the agency that made the false report. It has to be on file. It has to be that you wrote a letter complaining about this right to the agency. Then there's a section in the district attorney's office, and it's called by different names, but where victims go in and talk to representatives from the DA's office. And they forward a letter to the person that wrote that false report, or to the agency. It looks like we got a little music. Dee, stay on the line. I'll be right back.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know
40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, this is Gordon Martinez. Show's called American Honor, brought to you by RBN, and we're talking with Dee from Nevada. Go ahead, Dee.
Well, Gordon, you were giving the step-by-step on how a person should go about exhausting their remedies when the police have altered a police report or falsified it, left out information, or just simply put in wrong information. And
correct. Let me continue with the process, because it all leads back to the court system. Okay, so you've sent a correction letter for a possible error that the officer made, or what was maliciously made. Then you move into the district attorney's office. And like I said, there's always a section in every district attorney's office where it's like a victim assistance type of thing. And they advise you what the remedy is, and sometimes they even point you to a relief section, where victims can acquire money based on the type of crime that they've had against them. Then from there, like I said, the victim assistance section will advise you on on the liaison person that is between you and the district attorney to write a letter. Put nothing, and don't believe in anything verbal. anything verbal is possibly ignored, and you never know what happens. There's no record. Has to be put in writing. Has to be put on paper. The next step, if you don't hear anybody or if you don't have anybody try to remedy the situation, then the next one is the assistant DA and flood him with the letters, and then the DA himself. Whether they write you back or not, I can tell you emphatically, I've heard this hundreds of times, where somebody is objecting to the way the police handled something or the way the police report is written. The number one question is to the person that's complaining, did you tell anybody in the police department or through the chain in the district attorney's office about this problem? And you say, yes, I did. I called so-and-so, and I called so-and-so, and I called so-and-so. I've called 20 people and told them about this. And they say, the next statement that's made, well, where's your proof that you even told anybody? Or where's your proof that this was put into the system? I have a personal way that I speak to the police department. I don't speak to any particular person, but I've got their fax number. And so I write a letter or a complaint. I fax it to everybody. And sometimes I fax it twice. So whenever, if it ever comes down to it, who's done what or who said what, I can say, yes, I faxed it, and there's a record of that fax. And there's a record that I keep of how many times I've faxed the information. Internal affairs in the police department, I have sent them everything that I've sent to everybody else. And sometimes I've sent it twice. I have 5 IAB complaints against other co-workers that have never been addressed. But I make sure that everybody sees it. So that's my way of communicating with the police department. I never do anything verbal anymore with them, because they can twist things around and make up things, and they're going to have to make it up if I call them up verbally and either threaten them or threaten to do something. And then they can make kind of a mountain out of a molehill, twist my words around, and come after me. So I always do it in paper, always in paper. And there's a record of it. So I think that probably is the process that I would recommend for anybody. So
yes.
Oh, there's that music again. Stay on the line, Dee.
At least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, work. Working for a living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right. This is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Dee, you still there?
Gordon, I am here, and thank you for cementing what a lot of us professionals know, and that is to document, document, document. And I appreciate that you as a professional knew that that was important, especially when you went to the Internal Affairs Bureau.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That bureau is set up for people like me, who a police officer falsified a police report. That mm-hmm. police officer got on the stand. The judge asked him how long he'd been with the force. He had been with the force 3 months. He was a young kid.
Three whole months, uh-huh.
Yeah, 3 whole months. And this was a felony crime. And he even came into the courtroom with no attorney, no representation, because mm-hmm. he had only been on the force 3 months, young kid. He had only been on the force 3 months. He had no the union that he works for doesn't kick in until after 3 months. So no one was going to support him while he was on the stand, and it just turned out that, you know, he went by what people at the crime scene had said, rather than calling a superior officer in. And he had a lot of resources available to him, but he didn't use any of them. So these are the kinds of things that we report to the Bureau of Internal Affairs, only to find out that in Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, they don't do their own investigations. They actually figure out what the crime is and then farm it out to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department unit that handles that type of crime. So he falsified a police report. So that was investigated by the fraud unit. Well, if the fraud unit is part of the crime, then right. You can see where problems start. So Metro created this entity called the Citizens Review Board. And mm-hmm. if you were unhappy with BIA, or Bureau of Internal Affairs, IAB, Internal Affairs Bureau,
right.
Then you went to the Citizens Review Board. But only your documents went there. You could not sit in and explain things and say, yes, this is in the police report, but this is really what happened, and here's transcripts of the officer on the witness stand. And none of that happens at the Citizens Review Board. It's run by an attorney. Her name is Andrea Beckman, and she wrote me a letter, mm-hmm. and she knows nothing about child abuse evidence being destroyed by these officers in their police reports. And
let me stop you a second, Dee. Did anyone provide the letter or a note that says that there is erroneous or mistaken information placed on that report? Did anybody give it to anybody in
yes.
The police department?
Yes, that was given by one of the witnesses at the scene, and that's why the Citizen Review Board even heard the case.
Because so they had that information about possibly a mistake in the police report. They had that in their hand, and they still ruled against you.
Well, they didn't rule against me. They ruled that the police officer did not do anything wrong. But then I found out that the Citizen Review Board is made up of past police officers. It's
uh-huh.
not even, citizens don't even make up the board. They're retired police officers. And you know that, mm-hmm. You've even said on the air, just go along to get along, or that
right.
famous saying, I've got your back.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you have police officers reviewing police officers' errors, it's not going to be a situation. So we went into the courts. We have to remedy in the courts. And so we're there finding that the courts in Nevada are just as corrupt as Metro. But I would like to just let you know, Gordon, because I do try to keep you updated and hope that, you know, at when you become sheriff, that you will begin to understand that the sheriff has authority over the courts. You may be under the impression, sitting there today where you are, that the courts are left to the court marshals, or they're left to whomever you believe has authority and jurisdiction over them. The sheriff has authority and jurisdiction over them, believe it or not. Any crime
I believe
that
it.
Is...
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope when you go forward with your campaign as sheriff that you will begin to understand you even have authority over the FBI field office that is located in Las Vegas.
Yes, he does.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. There's a sheriff in Northern Nevada that says he will not investigate any crimes in his city if they are done by another government entity. So that is why.
Allegedly the feds, if they have something that the feds have submitted to him, he won't see any or cause anything to happen, no investigation.
Well, yes and no. He can investigate the feds. The feds can do their investigation.
Uh-huh.
But he still has the authority, the sheriff still has the authority to investigate the feds. The feds can go on with their investigation, whomever they're investigating, and do what they need to do. The sheriff is well within his right to investigate the feds regardless if they're conducting an investigation. Let me tell you what happened in Las Vegas. The special agent, Stephen Martinez, was a special agent in charge at the FBI field office located in Las Vegas, and Stephen Martinez oversaw all FBI agents in the state of Nevada. There are FBI agents also located in northern Nevada, which Steve Martinez had authority over. As a special agent in charge, he sat on the Attorney General's Domestic Violence Council. And this was a council that was, the memberships were attorney generals, law enforcement agents throughout the state of Nevada, pretty high power council. And Steve Martinez learned that the attorney general at that time was Catherine Cortez Masto, was had lost a police officer in Las Vegas due to domestic violence. The police officer did not handle the crime scene correctly, and he was shot and killed. You probably remember Prendis.
Yes, I do.
That was an unfortunate situation.
It was major unfortunate. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes information and conduct that occurred prior to Henry Prendis's death. But go ahead.
Correct. There's a lot that goes on in domestic violence, which is why they are some of the most dangerous calls to respond to.
That's correct. That and robbery calls.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I've never been robbed. Steve Martinez sat on this council and heard testimony of what was going wrong with domestic violence calls, did nothing about it, got a position as the regional manager, moved to a Los Angeles office as a regional director now over the state of Nevada, California, Hawaii, whatever the breakdown is for the FBI. And a new officer came in, a special agent in charge, Kevin Favreau. Kevin Favreau's first day on the job, he was sick. He didn't attend. That happened to be the day that made international news. A man went down to the federal courthouse. He was upset because his Social Security had been cut off, and the Social Security office was inside this courthouse, or the office he needed to deal with was inside the courthouse. He went in and shot up every security officer that was there in the front of the courthouse, and in turn he was shot, they said, 80 times, and killed. Kevin Favreau never took up any of the problems that were occurring in Las Vegas. He retired within a year, and he now runs a nonprofit in Nevada called T1, and the problem that we have with Kevin Favreau is that it was his retirement, and he came out and he made the statement, most SAC officers, that special agent in charge with the FBI, come to Las Vegas because they want to retire. And that's what Kevin Favreau did, and that was the first day on the job. He was sick. He did not want to do that job. He came here to retire. And now Las Vegas has FBI issues that are going to continue in lawsuits. But this is where these are all going. I appreciate there's law enforcement, but everything's going to eventually end up in the courts. And I think we
right
see
about
that. There you go. And you ended up in the court because nobody would pay. Even a police officer like yourself, Gordon, they don't pay attention to these things. They don't correct them. That's why I hope you'll get a database started where people can start accessing all the criminal activity occurring at Metro and then all the criminal activity occurring in the courts where justice never occurs. And right. I think we see on a big scale Trump is going to the courts. That he knows that that's the answer. And I think all of us who are in states and state statutes are being violated, such as perjury, which in the state of Nevada means that when these falsified police reports, when a person states something that they know not to be true, or they state something that isn't true, that's what perjury is. So we know that we're on the right track being in the courts, but being in the courts, we find are just as corrupted as Metro.
You know, my feeling is that when something is absolutely wrong, it is archived and it is protected, that testimony, forever. Okay? Forever, that testimony of that officer, whether he did it maliciously or did it because he believed it was right, it is protected, or it is archived. That is how you argue your point, is that testimony is then brought back, you listen to it, you present it to the court, and if it is so obvious that the information is incorrect, that's when the court system steps in and tries to correct it. In the meantime, they have the process of having a lawsuit settled in the courtroom, and they're caught right between the rock and a hard spot. And if that judge is in any way influenced, I'm not saying that judges, all judges are open to bribery, but it appears sometimes when you see certain cases go the opposite way that it should, you have to suspect that bribery has a place in it, and that there's more information behind the scenes. And I wanted to give you a little background on and you brought up the name Henry Prentice. Do you know that the police department was ready to hammer Sergeant Henry Prentice, excuse me, for playing golf on company time for 3 years, and that he had his subordinate swipe his security card in the doorway of our office so that there would be a record of him going to work or going to the office. Depending on what time tea time was, T-E-E, that's what he did. Now, the crime that I see that the department didn't address was one, okay, he was playing golf on the golf course for 3 years, and it was condoned and accepted by upper police management. As a matter of fact, some of the lieutenants and captains also joined in on the tea party. And not to be, make any reference to the revolution, this was the golf course. The crime that I saw is that they sent, as they finally addressed it, I guess it was so obvious that that's what Henry was doing, that they transferred him from the sexual assault unit, which he was a sergeant, and transferred him right directly into patrol without any training, as it were. Because when you're away from patrol or uniform, you lose a lot of the skills that are necessary to perform that particular job. And then it is still kind of up in the air whether or not he had a relationship with the victim that called him first and then later called the police department to ask for help in this domestic violence situation. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on, and a lot of abuses that were going on by the individual sergeant and the captains and the lieutenants and all that. And it is condoned and tolerated until it becomes so obvious of what he's doing, and he's been observed by civilian personnel who complain, and they have to do something. But they haven't done anything. They didn't do anything. All they did was transfer him. He didn't lose any money. He didn't lose anything, except that his assignment was different. And it's a lot more different to play golf on duty when you're in uniform than it is when you're not. So I just wanted to bring that up to you. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that occurs in the police department, and I'm aware of it. And when someone challenges me and says, well, you know, the police do this, the police do that, well, I can almost agree with them. So here comes the music again. Stay on the line, D, and you'll have about 2 minutes to say what you need to say.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If the lonely night surrounds you. Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. We're still on the line with Dee. Dee, how did you like that revelation about Henry Prentice?
I had not heard that before, and I can tell you that his wife, who the police...
What's number one or number two?
Well, I wasn't aware there was more than one.
Okay. The last one, then?
It might be the last one. It was the one he was married when he was shot at and killed.
Uh-huh. Actually, he was executed, but go ahead.
Okay, so executed is the word you use. I do know that the the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is keeping her shuttered, keeping her veiled over what the facts are, and she has a nonprofit, but anyone who knows the situation around the Henry Prentice incident would know why the police department is treating her the way they are.
It's because they're trying to cover up the lie.
Yes.
They're trying to cover up the actual execution of Henry Prentice and what his status was being transferred back into patrol. See, it was basically a pre-punishment before they were just getting ready to hammer him. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Dee, we got about a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to close with?
Yes, Gordon. Again, thank you so much for providing a forum for those of us who are survivors of crime by Metro. I hope you will start exposing more and more on your radio show. I know you have a national listenership. I do know that the courts are going to be the next bastion that we survivors are going for, and we'll keep you updated.
Well, I appreciate that. So don't forget to call in next week. And if anyone's listening, please call in if you have something to contribute into the corruption of the state of Nevada and mostly the LVMPD. Thanks a lot, Dee. And we're back, and we're going to close the show with just this little tidbit. If you do not stand up when you see or hear of corruption, if you do not stand up, you're probably going to be next as a target. So with that in mind, I hope everybody is aware and to become involved. It's not a bad thing to be a whistleblower. I basically want to remain one of the best. And if there's anything that you would like to talk about with regard to the LVMPD or the general corruption in the state of Nevada, well, then you let me know, because I'm more than happy to discuss it with you and discuss any revelation or behind-the-scenes secrets that the LVMPD would like to cover up, as it were. Please let me know. I'm full of information. I know what's going on in the LVMPD, and I'm trying to expose it to try to correct it. The latest point of corruption is the appointment and tap on the shoulder of Sheriff Joe Lombardo. We'll save that one for next week. Have a good one, everybody. This is Gordon Martinez signing off.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Drink my wine, plowman and dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.